Lesson 3. Hope. Principle 2. Earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And step 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." Think about it. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. In the first principle, we admitted that we were powerless. Now, in this second principle, we come to believe that God exists, that we are important to him, and that we are able to receive God's power to help us recover. It's in this second step that we find hope. So we'll use the acrostic for hope, H-O-P-E. H stands for higher power. Our higher power has a name, Jesus Christ. Jesus desires a hands-on, day-to-day, moment-to-moment relationship with us. He can do for us what we have never been able to do for ourselves. Romans 11:36 says that everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says that our higher power tells us, "My grace is enough for you, for where there is weakness, my power is shown the more completely." The O in hope stands for openness to change. Throughout our lives, we will continue to encounter hurts and trials that we are powerless to change. With God's help, we need to be open to allow these trials to change us, to make us better instead of bitter. Ephesians 4 verse 23 says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better." Yes, you must be a new and different person. The P in hope stands for power to change. In the past, we have wanted to change and were unable to do so. We could not free ourselves from our hurts, hang-ups or habits. In principle 2, we come to understand that God's power can change us and our situation. Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ, who gives me the strength and the power." And Psalm 25 verse 5, "Lead me, teach me, for you are the God who gives me salvation. I have no hope except in you." And the E in hope stands for expect to change. Remember, you are only at the second principle. Don't give up before the miracle happens. With God's help, the changes that you have longed for are just steps away. Philippians 1:6 says, "I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns." How do we find hope? By faith in our higher power, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11 verse 1. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Question section for hope. Question 1. Before taking this step, Where were you trying to find hope? Question 2. What do you believe about God? What are some of his characteristics? Question 3. How are your feelings for your heavenly Father and your earthly Father alike? How do they differ? Question 4. How can your relationship with your higher power, Jesus Christ, help you to step out of your denial and face reality? Question 5. In what areas of your life are you now ready to let God help you? Question 6. What things are you ready to change in your life? And where can you get the power to change them?